KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 73 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. The National Weather Service reports severe thunderstorms are possible across much of the area this afternoon and tonight. There's a slight risk of severe storms primarily this afternoon and evening, but the storms may linger overnight. The main time frame is from 3 until 11 p.m. Large hail, damaging wind, and heavy rainfall are all the main threats. Unfortunately, for western and parts of southwest Iowa, there's only a marginal to slight risk of any excessive rainfall, while some areas could see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. Tornadoes are a secondary threat with today's weather. Now, hot and humid conditions will exist this weekend. Heat index values may be in the 100 to 105 degree range. Additional thunderstorms are forecast for next Sunday evening. Some storms may be severe, but the specific threats and timing of those are not quite in focus just yet, and they will be better determined in the coming days. According to court documents, Larry Scott Folk, the owner of Second Street Repair in Atlantic, was sentenced Monday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to serve 3 years probation on a single count of wire fraud. Judge Stephanie Rose ordered Folk to pay a special $100 assessment, a $10,000 fine, and restitution amounting to $40,192. The remaining counts against him were dismissed. Folk was remanded to the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service after his sentencing. Folk had been indicted a little more than a year ago on June 25th of 2019, and at the time charged with 3 counts of wire fraud, 15 counts of odometer fraud for a total of 18 counts. And this past February, he pled guilty to 1 count of wire fraud, which the judge accepted that plea. The Page County Sheriff's Office Monday released the identity of a man who died while floating down the East Nishnabotna River during the late evening hours of July 8th and early morning hours of July 9th. Authorities say the body of 53-year-old David Wayne Long of Shenandoah was sent to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny for an autopsy. Long and a 44-year-old female companion had been on the river for about 4 hours, and the woman noticed Long was unresponsive. Her cell phone locator put the pair near the East on the East Nishnabotna River between the bridges of 110th Street and D Avenue, north of Essex. And due to accessibility issues associated with that particular area, the rescue operation took some time as there was no boat access within several miles. When the woman and Long were located at around 3 a.m. on Thursday, Long was deceased. Numerous agencies, as well as local citizens with knowledge of the river in the area, assisted in the search and rescue effort. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported just 2 arrests took place over the past week. On July 8th, 43-year-old Dixie Lou Hernandez of Stewart was arrested on an Adair County warrant for harassment in the second degree. She was released later that day on her own recognizance after making an initial court appearance. And last Friday, 40-year-old Ryan James Cook of Adair was arrested at around 4:45 a.m. for OWI first offense and reckless driving following an investigation into an incident in Adair. Cook was released later that same day on $1,300 cash bond. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Department of Public Health COVID-19 dashboard data today shows 287 more positive cases of the virus across the state and 3 more deaths. Statewide, there are 35,789 positive cases, with nearly 27,000 recovered, 26,879 to be exact, last report. The deaths are numbering 755 to date. Hospitalizations from the coronavirus are up to 186 as of this morning. There are 67 people in an ICU compared to 63 yesterday. 28 were admitted to a hospital over the past nearly 24 hours compared to 17 yesterday, and 72 are on a ventilator. In southwest and western Iowa, 7 people are hospitalized. There were 8 yesterday. 3 are in an ICU. That's down 3 from Monday. And there were no new admissions. Also, 1 person was put on a ventilator. That number had been at 0 for the previous 3 days. Also statewide, 389,898 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19. 343,737 have tested negative. Long-term care facility outbreaks remain at 17, with 351 patients and staff at LTCs have tested positive. 106 have recovered, and 399 persons have died at a long-term care facility in Iowa. Also, there's not much change in the county-by-county COVID-19 cases, but there are some changes in those that have recovered. Cass County now has 23 people out of 30 recovered. Adair County has 13 out of 17 recovered. Pottawatomie County has 676 out of 841 recovered. And in Shelby County, 111 out of the 119 positive cases are considered to be recovered. In the funeral announcements, Clarice Anderson, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A private family graveside service for Clarice Anderson will be today in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. Beverly Webb, age 91, of Atlantic, died February 19th at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life graveside services for Beverly Webb will be today at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Mark Melanson, age 62, of Elkhorn, died July 6th. Memorial services for Mark Melanson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. Lyle Brewer, age 90, of Atlantic, died July 7th at the Griswold Care Center. A visitation with the family of Lyle Brewer will be held on Wednesday at from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, with CDC guidelines enforced and the family requests masks to be worn at the service. Michael Dwyer, age 71, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, and formerly of Richland Township, Adair County, died Saturday in Rogers, Arkansas. Memorial services for Michael Dwyer will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Bella Vista Lutheran Church. A graveside service will be held at the Fontenelle Cemetery on Saturday, July 18th, beginning at 10 a.m. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Shirley Guyette, age 94, of Harlan, died July 6th. Graveside services for Shirley Guyette will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Joanne Karsten, age 68, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Graveside services for Joanne Karsten will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Manning Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Ruth Maxine Hansen, age 95, of Port Angeles, Washington, and formerly the Audubon and Exira areas, died July 8th. Funeral services for Ruth Hansen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Danny Lovell, age 48, of Adair, died July 4th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Danny Lovell will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. And James Crawford, age 72, of Portsmouth, died July 3rd. Massive Christian burial for James Crawford will be on July 25th at 1 o'clock. At St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth, Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.